Nicole.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for Your Soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time for The Awakened Healer with Carrie Nola. Carrie is a best-selling author, podcaster, and founder of the Sacred Soul Circle for Healing Entrepreneurs. Today, she has a global practice helping healers build wildly abundant and fulfilling practices to serve humanity. Let's welcome Carrie Nola back to News for the Soul.
Welcome back, Carrie. You're live.
Hey, Paul. Thank you so much. It's great to be here in this full moon energy.
Yes, indeed. Let's get you to reintroduce yourself and what's up for today.
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Awakened Healer Show. If you're new, I'm excited to have you here playing with us and expanding our consciousness together. And if you've been here before, welcome back. Thanks for braving the energies once again. I'm Carrie Nola, a retired psychotherapist turned intuitive mentor for healers who are ready for the confidence, the clarity, and the skills needed to bring their abundant purposes to life. And today, I wanted to do a follow-up to a previous show that we did a few months back on abundance. We began walking through my abundance upgrade process, and we only got partway through. There was a lot of magic to cover, and I feel like as we're transiting this full moon eclipse right now, it's a really powerful time to bring some new things to light, some of our fears to awareness, and be able to move and clear them. And I would love to take some live callers. We had such a great participation last month on the show, and I think it would be great to be able to reconnect with everybody. And I'm happy to pull some cards, see what shadows may be affecting your abundance frequency right now. I think that can be really confusing for us as we navigate the world of sharing our gifts. Abundance isn't only financial, but it's also what I think of as our capacity for receiving. How open are we to align with and attract what we desire, whether that be money or love or peace or health? And then once we attract it, how calibrated are we to having it and to keeping it, to holding it? Not in like an attached, graspy kind of way, but in a, wow, this gets to be mine. Like, I get to have this. Because a lot of times we move through feast and famine cycles where we can have something for a minute, but then it like disappears and we are confused about how it got there in the first place. So it would be my deepest intention and desire that as you listen today and to any show of mine, that you get to remember the truth of who you are and how you can co-create, how you are always co-creating with the divine what it is that you are experiencing in your reality. Nicole, I'm curious how you're doing. I know we often check in with these full moon eclipse vibes. How are you feeling?
Well, as far as the listenership across the board, there's obviously a lot going on a lot of different levels. So people are needing support on a lot of areas these days.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I barely slept last night, as is often true for me with the full moon energy. It's just such a big vibration to hold in physical form. And I'm also a Gemini, and this is in Gemini, so there's a lot, a lot awakening for me. So I do invite you all to call in. Can we give the call-in number, Nicole, and how people can
sure.
reach
the
us
number
for
to call
the questions?
The number to call is 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274. And that's also all listed on our website if you didn't catch that. Newsforthesoul.com. Can you explain, Carrie, what how this full moon is in Gemini and how that affects Geminis? Just curious.
I actually don't know too much about that. I wouldn't call myself an astrology expert. I just know that when it's transiting our sign, we can tend to be a bit more sensitive to the lessons and the opportunities. I wouldn't pretend to say more than that about it because it's not my area. I'm excited to support all of you listening today. And I'm going to share some things related to abundance because I promised that I would do that. And I want to close the door on that conversation that we started not last month, but the month before. And then feel free to call in, write in. I'm happy to take any questions as it relates to your process of awakening, your healing gifts, and just yourself to your fullest essence. And for those of you who haven't played with us before, I channeled an oracle deck called Messages from Shadow Oracle Deck and Healing System. And so that is the deck and resource that I use when I am tapping into your energy field. So know that if you write in or call in, please do that with permission for me to tap into your energy field and let you know what is showing up as a reflection for you to take a look at. All right. So let me go ahead here and just see where we left off with the abundance activation process. You know, in our last conversation, and you're welcome to go back and listen to the other episode, but I'm just going to do a bit of an overview here. When we're wanting more in our lives, we really have to, one, acknowledge that, and two, really identify and transmute any wounds that would keep us from having more. Oftentimes, we just want to go to the having more part, but we don't want to admit what is in the way of us getting there. And often, it's just us that's in the way. It's old ideas, beliefs, maybe some vows, contracts, and agreements that we knowingly or unknowingly made with ourselves, with others in this lifetime and other lifetimes. And that energy needs to move in order to welcome something new. I like to think of it like if you're making a fist with your hand and your hand is bound so tightly, it's not available to receive anything more. So as we identify and transmute those wounds, they begin to open. And on that previous episode, I did talk about some processes for how to do that. And on the one hand, it's a lot easier than we might think. It doesn't have to be this arduous, intensive process, although it's not always rainbows and unicorns either. In our dense human experiences, it can be an intense process and practice to move things. But with your permission, there can also be a frequency of ease and effortlessness if we're willing to stay with the process. And the other part of upgrading to having more is also a willingness to honor any fears and illuminating the shadows. And for me, a shadow is just something that's currently hiding. It's hidden. It's something that we've tucked away, something that we've forgotten, something that we haven't wanted to admit to ourselves. And, you know, we live in a society where we often try to bulldoze fear, or we try to pretend that we're fearless when we actually are not. I think once we ascend beyond the physical realm, that's when we experience fearlessness. That's when we remember that we are one with everything and there's really nothing to fear. But when we're in a physical body, we might have moments of that, but generally speaking, our fears really keep us separate from what we want. So we have to be willing to admit what those are And that's what I want to introduce us to today. And then I want to get into some intention setting, because with this full moon illuminating here, we have the ability to really birth new things into being. And we've got to be able to name what those things are to assist in the co-creative process. You may have heard me say this before, but I believe that clarity is really the mating call for clients, for cash, if you think of it in terms of building your practice or your work as a healer. But just in general, clarity is what points the arrow at the target and helps us to assist the universe in bringing us what we want. So in order to honor our fears and illuminate our shadows, I want to talk specifically in this instance about abundance in the form of money, but I invite you, as you're listening, if it's not money that you're wanting to welcome more of, you can fill in the blank with whatever it is that you're desiring. So I want to invite you right now, if you're in a place, to close your eyes, to just take a breath, and to just join me in this inward journey by coming up, letting your answers to these questions that I'm about to offer reveal itself. So the first one is, if I make more money, I'm afraid that. If I make more money, I'm afraid that. And to parts of you, that question might sound a bit ridiculous. Why would I be afraid? I want more of it. But oftentimes when we don't have something that we want, it's because there's a fear that is operating undercover, and it's keeping us in this space of separation. So what is that fear? If you have more of whatever it is that you want, I'm going to use the example of money. What are you afraid of? And then there's often an identity that we have related to having what we want. And so the next layer I invite you to look at is, if I have all the money or all of whatever this thing is that I desire, I think that means, so what does it mean about you if you have what you want? And what your mind may be coming up with are the positive things. You know, if I have all the money I desire, I think it means that I'm safe. I think it means that I'm taken care of. I think it means that I'm able to help others. Those are all beautiful, but they're often not the things that are blocking us from having what we want. So I invite you to dig another layer deeper and find things like, if I have all that I desire, I think that means I'm a greedy person. I think that means people will judge me. People will take from me. People will criticize me. Those are the things that need clearing and release. We want to loosen up any ties around negatively identifying with having more of what we want. And when we open the lines here in a bit, I'm curious what you found. So feel free to call in or write in to share these. Often we think these things are unique to us, but what I actually find is these are universal answers, and there's only a few of them, and at different points in life and, you know, in different aspects of our experience, we may rely on one or another. So the next fear to illuminate is, if I make a prosperous living from serving others, I'm afraid that people will think I am. And we spoke to this a moment ago too, but like, what are all those judgments that you fear that you could receive if you allowed yourself to be prosperous? We often don't judge people who make money in fields outside of the healing realm, but all of a sudden, when you use your healing gifts and you exchange them for money, sometimes there can be fears and there can be judgments and criticisms associated with that. This notion that healing gifts should be given away for free. And when we have enough, yeah, we can offer our gifts for free at times, but we live in an environment where currently we are exchanging money for services. And I think there is a shift in terms of how we will be serving one another moving forward. But currently, money is the way that we are all agreeing to do that. So So what are those judgments that you have about yourself? Now, the interesting thing about this is that you might think that you have to do something with those answers, like there has to be some big healing extravaganza. But I want you to know that this is the healing extravaganza, your courage to admit the answers to these questions. And then I invite you to devote yourself to an abundance practice on a regular basis, where you get in touch with what you want and you answer these questions regularly and you just sit with the responses and you feel where they are living in your body, where there's tightness or tension. Can you bring your breath there? Can you bring your awareness there? Can you let that loosen itself without you having to control or force or manipulate it in any way? And you might even talk to the thing that you want. So I'm going to use the money example and stick with that. But as you're devoting yourself to a weekly practice of connecting with what you want, you might talk to it like, money, I'm grateful to you for. And so this puts you in the frequency of gratitude. So maybe I'm just looking on my desk here. I got a rebate check for $12 the other day. It was this unexpected abundance that showed up. Now, on the one hand, I could say it's only $12, but it's $12 I didn't have before that, and it's $12 that I really didn't expect to have. So I added that to my gratitude practice, grateful that that revealed itself and provided meal for me. And you might also get in touch with your anger around not having what you want. So money, I'm angry with you for, or body, I'm angry with you for. Or, whatever it is that you want that you don't have, can you let yourself feel the anger about that disconnect between you and what you want? And then also, money, I'm scared that you. So what scares you about this thing that you want? When it's there, when it's not there, can you get in touch with the fear? You see, our emotions are the thing that help to guide the frequency of our energy. And so it's not the fact that we have the emotions. I think that's a common myth in the process of manifestation, that if we just don't stay high vibration and in gratitude 24/7, we're going to push away things that we want. But in my experience, it's actually the avoidance of these things that are hiding under the surface that actually affect us even more in a negative way. Because whether you're paying attention to the emotions or not, it doesn't mean that they're not there. So this is bringing them to the surface, kind of airing them out and allowing them to become free. And lastly, money, I'm sad that you. So what are you sad about in your relationship for money? I know that for me, when I was going through feast and famine cycles years ago, before I really deepened into my relationship with money and abundance and was able to give myself permission to hold on to it, to have enough of it, to have more than enough of it to save, I was really sad that it wasn't providing for me, that there were unmet needs, that I wanted things that I couldn't have. And so I acknowledged that and made that be okay. And something happened, like something unwound as I had the courage to do that. So I think you might be surprised to find what happens in these spaces. And then lastly is your willingness to make a request. Money, what I'd like from you is, and then be specific. How do you want it to show up? In what amount? Why? Right? Just like you might do with a partner in talking about what you want. Instead of expecting what you want to read your mind, you can use your throat chakra and bring it into being by really owning that desire. A lot of times we're ashamed of what we want. We don't think we're worthy of it. We don't think we deserve it. So we don't name it. And then we end up creating more disconnect from it. And we end up living longer and longer without it. So I know that's a lot. I want to invite you to just sit with that, and I'm going to check in with Nicole and see if we may have any callers to share any reflections from what we've explored so far, or anybody that is desiring a shadow card, a shadow reading on what may be keeping them from their abundance. What do we got, Nicole?
So we've got a few email requests for card readings, so we can start there. First one is
great.
Rachel, New York, and just a general whatever you see.
Perfect. Hey, Rachel, New York. Thanks for joining us today. Going to go ahead and infuse your energy into the cards here and just ask what shadow is prioritizing for your healing today. Beautiful. So the first card that comes is the Ancestor Code. And the Ancestor Code in this deck really has to do with something that you're not only healing for yourself, but you're healing for your entire lineage. And these patterns can feel particularly difficult to shift. And once you identify it as an ancestral coding in your system, it can actually free up this energy a lot more quickly and easily. And that's because you're releasing yourself of the burden of carrying this for your family. And not only releasing yourself of the burden, but you're also assisting it from being released on behalf of the family. And when I ask what energy is being held in the ancestry, it's the energy of denial. The energy of denial, which actually clears in the heart chakra. And it's really about telling ourselves the truth. So my sense is there's something that's kind of brushed under the rug or kept beneath the surface. And it's like this collective agreement to be in denial about whatever this is. And it could be like things that have happened, but more than that, it's like the way that we lie to ourselves about how powerful we are, about how much we matter, about how worthy we are, is really what I'm picking up on. And it feels specific to the feminine lineage. So mother, grandmother, aunts, sisters. It's like the way that women may minimize themselves or deny how powerful they are, kind of numb themselves out or dumb themselves down. So I want to share with you, Rachel, and for anyone else listening, I mean, this is not unique to Rachel. She is coming as the light shower here, shining a light on the way that in many of our lineages, we are denying the truth of who we are. And then those of us that come here with an awakening consciousness begin to free these things up. So we stop passing this down to others in our family moving forward. So the healing mantra, every card in the deck has a healing mantra. And this is what will support this energy in moving. It's, I am worthy of seeing and hearing the whole truth. I am worthy of seeing and hearing the whole truth. Are you willing to lift the veil and tell yourself the truth, even though it may be hard to hear? Beautiful. So I just set the intention for you, Rachel, and for anyone else who's resonating with this frequency of denial that may have been inherited from family, that we unwind this just simply by setting the intention of I choose to see the truth. I know that I'm worthy of seeing and hearing the whole truth. And then supporting yourself with compassion and care as that reveals. And just a heads up, there may be some grief that emerges here. That's feeling somewhat specific to you, Rachel, but just in general, anytime we start seeing something that we've been denying from ourselves, it can bring up a lot of grief. So a lot of deep breaths, staying well hydrated, allowing the tears to emerge, and just letting that energy flow so the heart can open and you can see more and more of the truth of who you are. I'm going to keep all these cards out that come up today. That way at the end, we'll do a collective healing transmission and we'll include all of the frequencies that came up in the readings today. So thank you, Rachel, for the courage to connect and allow me to tune in with you. I hope that that was helpful, and I trust that it will continue revealing itself to you.
Beautiful. We have the same request from Tracy in Toronto, Ontario.
Beautiful. Hey, Tracy from Toronto. All right. Let me shuffle this deck and just bring your energy into the cards and just ask that the shadow that's prioritizing for your healing and reveal itself. Okay. Beautiful. So the energy that is clearing for you, Tracy, is the energy of isolation. The energy of isolation. Now, I think many of us are going through this right now as we navigate these very interesting times on the planet. And the isolation energy actually, when it clears, it opens your power center, your solar plexus. It allows you to more freely identify with yourself and your own essence and to be able to connect with yourself and others from that place. So my question for you is, this can be twofold. This can be an energy of isolation from others, like feeling alone or isolated. And it can also be an isolation from a part of yourself that's trying to get your attention, that needs your support. And I find that as we meet the parts of us that we've isolated from, it also opens us up to being connected to others as well. So here is the reading for this card. I'm feeling a call to read it specifically. It says, the energy of isolation is at play here. Are you willing to give yourself permission to reach out and reconnect, or to externally disconnect to reconnect with yourself? The shadow pattern of isolation presents in several ways, and this card can be an invitation to notice where you have been isolating yourself in ways that do not honor your heart's truest desire. It can also be bringing your attention to ways that you may be distracting yourself with external interactions when an opportunity, internal connection, is asking for your awareness. Tune in and notice what resonates. Your heart will let you know. And the healing mantra for this card, for anyone else that's feeling the energy of isolation in your life, feeling isolated from others, feeling like there's something within yourself that you just can't touch that's needing your attention, I invite you to use this healing mantra and allow it to support and move through you now as I read it. I am worthy of support, so I connect with myself and support the parts of me that are in need. I am worthy of support, so I connect with myself and support the parts of me that are in need. And I invite you to envision a bright yellow color, Tracy, and anyone else resonating with the frequency of isolation. Just imagine yourself being surrounded in a yellow bubble of light. And imagine that yellow light gently penetrating your energy field, and in particular, finding its way into your belly, just gently clearing out, kind of beaming in support to clear out any patterns of connection, isolation. Beautiful. And now is really a time to get creative about how to connect with ourselves and with each other. And I feel like a lot of that energy is freeing itself up. And let's see how it continues to move throughout the call and at the end when we do the collective healing as well. Tracy, thank you for being brave enough to receive this clearing and healing and for bringing it into the collective consciousness for us.
All right, we have a few more of those. So I'm just pulling up this other email because we actually had a couple questions about this. Not sure if we had this last time or not. It seems familiar, or maybe I'm having a deja vu. about the amount of shadow on the planet. Overall, is this new shadow, or are we just seeing it? And is it possible for you to pull a card for the global shadow?
Ooh, I got the chills with that one. Thank you so much for bringing that into the conversation. I don't think we've had that before, Nicole, but it feels like an important question, and I'm happy to address it. It is my sense that these shadows are not new, that these are old buried shadows that as we move through the awakening of consciousness and the rebirth of humanity, that we are beginning to see more of the dark side, more of the things that we have avoided, denied, separated ourselves from, have believed that we are other than. One of the most dangerous parts of the shadow is that it operates in the dark, right? So when we shine a light on it, we disempower it. The other thing, though, is that if we deny our own shadows, what is repressed by one must be expressed by another. One of my mentors says that. So I'll say that again. What is repressed by one must be expressed by another. So as long as we believe that we are not capable of doing something that we believe is bad or wrong, like I don't hurt people, or I'm not a bad person, or I don't do this or that, then we are disconnecting from our own humanity. Because even though we may not be killing others or being externally violent toward others, those things are vibrations and they are within all of us. And so as we admit our capacity for doing that and our choice to not do it or to forgive ourselves for having done things, then we begin to ex the shadows and clear them so that they don't have to be expressed by another. So to me, the power of shadow work really starts with each of us. It's not that person over there that has to clean up the shadow. It's how do I sit with myself and forgive myself for my own actions that were out of harmony, out of, not in a loving, compassionate space, and take ownership for those so that that can be released from the planet. And I think that's what many of us have been avoiding. And I think we're starting to wake up to that more and more. And that's my favorite part of this Messages from Shadow Oracle Deck and Healing System. My intention of it is that it can become more mainstream to look at our own hidden shadows and to not shame them or deny them or ignore them, but to realize that we all, in fact, have them. So I am going to do a collective shadow reading. I really love this request. There's actually a card in the shadow deck called the collective, and it's used as an anchor to tune in to the collective shadow. And so that can be the collective of a family. It can be the collective of an organization or a culture. In this instance, I'm going to intend that it be the collective of humanity. And interestingly enough, the first card that comes is the body, the physical body card. And so I am curious about, this is deep. Okay. So I'm curious about the physical body card coming with the collective. I think what to me this symbolizes is the way that the shadow of humanity is really living and breathing inside each of us. And as we look at it, it's clearing, which I said. I also think the body being the earth that's been holding us and the shadow. The next card that emerged is the light card. There's only four light cards in the deck. And so when that emerges, it means that we have extra support from the divine to shine a light on these particular shadows. And the next card that emerged was the past life card. So indicating that this is, you know, eons and eons old of these patterns that we are now faced with healing and transmuting and choosing collectively a new way of life and a new way of coexisting and co-creating together more harmoniously. And the last card is shame. So I think that there is a deep healing of shame. That's one of the deepest, darkest shadows. It's like we don't want to look at things that we are ashamed about. So we do everything in our power to try to keep that buried. And then we are very violent with ourselves and with one another because we're trying to stay separate from that frequency of shame. So that is a mouthful. I'm going to include this all in our final healing transmission, but I do want to offer to everyone, because we all carry patterns of shame, I want to offer the mantra for the shame card. So it is, I am worthy of bringing love to my darkest spaces. I am worthy of bringing love to my darkest spaces. And one of the journal prompts when the shadow card emerges in the deck that I invite people to work with is, I am lovable even though. And you can fill that in with whatever thing you've been judging yourself for. I am lovable even though I did this thing, or I didn't do this thing, or I'm this way, or I'm not this way. Whatever it is that you have been having a hard time accepting about yourself. And yes, even that thing, right? It's like, oh, I can forgive myself for all of this, but not that. That's the thing that keeps us separate from our wholeness and from our humanity, and it keeps these patterns at play. And you don't have to believe it yet, but I do invite you to sit in the curiosity and the discomfort, the awkwardness, the vulnerability of falling in love with yourself, even though there is not one piece of research on the planet that has shown that shame creates long-term or sustainable change or transformation. So I think that's another piece of our healing, is we try to shame people who perpetrate against other people, and we think that that's helpful. Now, I'm not saying that we collude with their behavior or we just accept and allow it. We can certainly, demand and be a stand for change and for transformation. But that happens from a frequency of love with an open heart. Shame is a closing of the heart. It's a disconnect from love. And there's a way that when we open our heart and we begin to bring compassion, that we can be a stand that actually generates sustainable change. You know, somebody might stop doing something for a minute if we shame them, but that doesn't mean that at the core they've unwound the reason why they started doing that thing in the first place. And that is, I think, what we're all craving so badly, is that change at the core.
Yeah. Interesting cards that came up for that. I'm just keeping one eyeball on the time. I know we had other card requests, but we also have a caller before we do the group healing. So why don't we take a call and make sure we still have time for your group process, now that we have all that on the list.
Sounds good.
Area code 520. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
I'm from Jane. I'm from Arizona.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hey, it's Jane from Arizona. It's nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hi. Are you interested in a card today?
I am.
Beautiful. Well, I am shuffling the deck and asking, what is prioritizing for healing for you? All right. Beautiful. So the power card is emerging for you, Jane. So the pattern that's healing for you is the opportunity to step more in relationship with your power. Now, sometimes we are confused because we think of our relationship to power, people abusing power. Now, the abuse of power can happen two ways, and people tend to only talk about one of them. The overuse of power, pushing people around, but also the minimizing of power, which means that we're not really claiming our full power. We're not really admitting how powerful we are. And that is often what people that that call into the show and that I work with have going on. So how does that resonate for you, Jane?
Yeah, it does resonate.
Yes. Beautiful. So let's look at the affirmation for you to work with. This can also be, I don't know if you have any, if you've been having any challenges with digestion. They're showing me almost too like the diaphragm, like almost like a losing of the breath or like a tightness in the upper belly. This can all have to do with the reclaiming of your power and the invitation to do that. We start getting physical symptoms as an invitation to really pay attention to the part of our body that animates our power.
I think I've claimed quite a lot of my power, but perhaps it's an interesting thing that you've said, because I was just curious to see what you would come up with when I called in.
Sure.
I was just actually flicking through and I saw this advertised and I thought, well, let's just see, because it just kind of landed in my lap. I feel that there most likely is another level of power coming in for me.
Yes.
It's been coming in for years now. Every year, another level comes in. And
yes.
So I think that perhaps there's more coming in. It's a kind of journey unfolding.
Absolutely. I love your awareness of that. What I hear for you is you're upgrading your power. So not that you haven't owned it already.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
I don't know whether I'm upgrading it or the universe is upgrading it.
Of course. It is upgrading through you. Yeah.
Yes.
I love
I
that
think so.
For you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jane. The healing mantra for this card, I want to offer it to you and to anyone else who is stepping into their power, another level, another layer, allowing their power to be upgraded. It's, I am worthy of standing firmly in the truth of who I am. This is the home of my divine power.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That is absolutely
beautiful.
True.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in, Jane. I'm so glad
you
were flipping through and that you stopped by. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Keep in touch. Let us know how that goes. So here we are. We've got about 9 minutes to the top.
Yes.
Did you want some lovely background music for your healing process?
I would love some. Yes. Thank you. You take such good care of me. All right. Okay, everyone. So it is that time where we will move into the healing transmission, honoring all of the energies that we tapped into today. So I just invite you to begin to allow your body to relax even more than it may already be. And one of the most powerful ways to do that is to take a deep breath. Seeing how much of life you're allowing yourself to drink in and to receive on that inhale. Can that breath get all the way down to the soles of your feet? And then as you exhale, how much of life can you exhale and recycle and release that which is no longer serving you? Beautiful. And as you meet yourself in this moment, we just begin to set the intention that exactly what would serve you the most will be available here, calling on your guides and your highest self, and giving permission for healing to happen. As a conscious being, a conscious sovereign being, your permission and your consent matters. It's important, and it's a part of the process. So not giving me permission, but giving yourself permission to interact with these energies that move through this transmission in whatever way will be most meaningful and supportive to you. Beautiful. And so right now we call on any ancestral energies that are playing out in our cellular system that are not of the highest and best frequency for us moving forward. May those ancestral wounds be honored and acknowledged, and perhaps even appreciated for the gifts that they've given us, for the wisdom that they have imparted. And then may we collect any ways that these frequencies are no longer necessary across all time and space, every lifetime, dimension, universe, and reality. Transmuting and deleting, uncreating from every timeline, past, present, and future, allowing these frequencies to alchemize with ease now. As you consciously choose in this right now moment to unsubscribe from any ideas, beliefs, behaviors, or patterns that would have you continuing to act according to ancestral codes that are no longer aligned with your highest and best. And as that energy continues to move, I just invite you to imagine the portals at the soles of your feet opening as a gentle way to drain the energy that is released. With every inhale, collecting those ancestral codes that are ready to go, and with every exhale, just sending them out and down through the soles of the feet. As we now move forward into the frequency of isolation, anywhere in any time, space, dimension, or reality where you felt isolated, where you didn't feel safe to belong, to be included, to be one with the other. We're just collecting all of those experiences now through all time and space, transmuting them, deleting them, and uncreating them from every timeline, past, present, and future, allowing them to be effortlessly, easily, fully, and completely alchemized now. As you unsubscribe from every idea, belief, behavior, or pattern that would have you continuing to isolate yourself in ways that are not of your highest and best in this right now time. Just continuing to be conscious of your breath, maybe placing your hands on your belly and breathing in to feel the expansion and opening of energy and new space that is beginning to open with the clearing of these frequencies. And now calling on that energy of denial, anywhere in any time, space, dimension, or reality where you have denied a truth to yourself, or where you felt that another denied a truth to you. We're just collecting those frequencies now as we allow them to clear and open the heart, transmuting, deleting, and uncreating this frequency of denial, fully and completely alchemizing it from every timeline, past, present, and future, and unsubscribing from any ideas, beliefs, behaviors, or patterns that would have you continuing to deny the truth to yourself. Reconnecting now with your birthright of truth with a capital T. Truth that is accessible and available to you in any given moment. And before we move into the collective healing, we're going to transmute that frequency of power, any experience in any time, space, dimension, or reality where there was a misuse of power. You overused or minimized your power, or you experienced the abuse of power in your direction. Just collecting all of those experiences now and allowing them to amplify in your energy field, using your breath to support yourself through any uncomfortable sensations or tightness or tension. That's just evidence of the energy moving and releasing now. Clearing, canceling, deleting, transmuting, alchemizing in every timeline, past, present, and future. Freeing yourself from these abuses of power as you step back into your sovereign and balanced relationship with power now. Just taking a breath here, remembering that the inhale collects all of the toxins and patterns that are ready to be dissolved and released, and the exhale sends them out through the soles of the feet to be recycled and restored. And now we set our intention that together we support humanity and the collective consciousness in being free from the frequency of shame. And as we individually clear our own frequencies of shame, we send ripples out to the planet, giving others permission to do the same. And so right now we collect the frequency of shame through all time and space, every lifetime, dimension, universe, and reality where we felt ashamed of something that we did or something that was done to us. And we begin to unwind that burden that we have carried. We call upon a frequency of forgiveness that we may remember our lovability regardless of what has or hasn't happened. We begin to transmute this frequency of shame, deleting and uncreating it from every timeline, past, present, and future, and alchemizing it fully, gently, and completely as we unsubscribe from any idea, belief, behavior, or pattern that came from this frequency of shame that we are now unwinding and gently releasing and relieving ourselves of. Inhaling to collect any remnants of that shame, and exhaling and sending it out through the soles of the feet now. Beautiful. And maybe placing a hand on your heart and a hand on your belly as you just take a moment to acknowledge and celebrate, honor yourself for showing up for this healing today. And allowing yourself to release any vows, contracts, or agreements that you knowingly or unknowingly made as it relates to being separate from the truth of who you are. Right now, rewriting that vow, that contract, that agreement to be in deep relationship with your truest essence. To take tender and gentle care of yourself, to honor your wisdom and your knowing, and to continue staying in touch with the highest frequency of truth and love and grace that you can allow yourself to access. And may our willingness to hold this space for this healing transmission today be a support not only to us in the days and weeks and months to come, but may it also ripple out onto the planet for all of our brothers and sisters in humanity to feel and to heal with us. And so it is. Taking the time that you need to come back into your body after that journey, introducing some gentle movement back into your system, allowing this energy to continue integrating in all the ways that will be the most nourishing, the most empowering, and the most supportive. We will be back the first Tuesday of the new year for another Awakened Healer show. If you would like to get your hands on a Messages from Shadow deck for yourself or for anyone else over the holidays, you can visit messagesfromshadow.com and download the app on Android or iTunes. You can also purchase a physical deck. And thank you all for the gift of being with you today. So for now, we'll extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community and connection, or the fires of creativity, passion, and desire. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again.
Beautiful. Carrie Nola is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back literally in 1 minute with the next show right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.